This is Kathy Diener, who's running for delegate in District 3. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am actually a transplant to Maryland. I first moved here in the 1990s when I was in the Air Force and stationed at Fort Meade. And after the military, I moved back to the state, and I've been in the Frederick area since 2009. I'm an attorney. I worked for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I've had my own practice here in Frederick since 2013. And I'm also a mom of two grown daughters whom I homeschool through middle school and high school. Also, I live in Frederick County.
Why are you running for office?
Well, I'm running because over the past 2 years, we have seen such malfeasance at all levels of government that it's difficult to comprehend. It was really disturbing to see how quickly our elected grabbed all of this power and then didn't want to let it go. They shut down schools. They decided who could earn a living by declaring which businesses are essential. They started regulating churches and even how we are allowed to breathe in public. These things are not acceptable in a free society, and yet not only were they done, they went on for months, even after it became clear that they were not stopping COVID, and they were wrecking the economy, and they were harming children. So I want to do whatever I can to try to roll back this power surge and keep it from happening again.
What experience do you have?
Well, I have never held public office before. I do have experience with government. I've studied the law, obviously, and I practice law in Maryland. I have served on the board of several volunteer nonprofit organizations. Most recently, I was on the board of Frederick County Right to Life. I was the secretary for 3 years. But I really think it's a mistake to look at politics as the domain of experts. You know, our founders envisioned that we would have an engaged public with a spirit of service, and I believe this is what keeps society healthy. And public servants need to be reminded that they work for the people.
And if elected, what would you want to accomplish?
Well, as I said, I'm running as a conservative, and I believe the first principle of government, just as in medicine, should be do no harm. So my priorities are to stop the government overreach into the lives and livelihoods of Marylanders and to guard our fundamental rights. One of the most important tasks that I think we have right now is to reclaim the right of parents to decide what's best for their children's education and welfare. And we should be able to hold the public education system accountable for when students are harmed. And divisive and damaging ideologies like critical race theory and gender theory, those have no place in Maryland schools. And to the extent that those are being driven by state policy, that needs to be changed.